Hello, everybody out there in podcasting land. This is Ryu, and you're listening to Ryu Radio, where the First Amendment is still valid. This is Ryu Radio's first official episode, and I gotta say, it feels really good to finally be spreading my word out to the mass media. Well, sort of mass media. I mean, not a lot of people know what the hell a podcast is. I mean, anyone knows an iPod, you know, will maybe, sort of. But, I mean, I told five people that I knew that, hey, everybody, I'm starting a podcast. You know, I'm really excited about it. And the first question to me was, what the fuck's a podcast? Well, actually, their first question was, why the fuck should we care? But, you know, once they got past that, they asked, what the fuck's a podcast? But still, it feels good to get my opinion out. Be actually speaking it instead of just writing down, typing on a blog where most people won't hear because everyone's moved past blogs and people are now going to podcasts for their entertainment needs, I guess. So anyway, this is just basically an episode just to try this whole thing out. This isn't going to be a particularly long podcast. I'm just going to say just a couple of my opinions on different issues. Not very recent issues, but still they're issues that have come up over the years. The first topic that I want to throw out there is Hurricane Katrina and 9/11. Now, I know that those things were way, way back in the past. I mean, 9/11 was like in 2001. And I can't even remember when Hurricane Katrina, but I do know it was before 9/11. But I just wanted to actually compare those two. And in my comparison, I just want to say that Hurricane Katrina kicks 9/11's ass. I mean, let's face it, Hurricane Katrina was a hell of a lot worse than 9/11. For one thing, it killed a lot more people than 9/11 did, and it caused much, much more property damage than 9/11 did. I mean, all 9/11 did was bring down two buildings. And I don't know, I guess like a couple buildings like got smashed in the rubble and all that crap. And I'm sure some people's bodies may have like broken some windows once they fell, you know, or like broken the pavement. I don't know. It could happen. But, I mean, Hurricane Katrina leveled an entire city in a giant natural disaster of doom. I mean, and people are still cleaning up the mess of Hurricane Katrina also. I mean, people are basically bored with 9/11 now. I mean, sure, there's still some movies and there's some theories on who may have done it. I mean, there's some rumors that, you know, America did it himself, you know, stabbed himself in the, or shot themselves in the foot, if you want to say. But really, no one really cares anymore. I mean, yeah, this 9/11 is like the whole reason we went into the Middle East, but still, people don't really care. It's just, people say 9/11's, oh, that was a great tragedy, but other than that, they just don't really care. Plus, I don't really think Nicolas Cage can really do 9/11 that much justice, especially with a mustache. I mean, what the fuck was up with that? Mustache. Doesn't look good with a mustache, in my opinion. Anyway, let's move on. Plus, a lot more fucked up things happened in Hurricane Katrina than did in 9/11. Like I said before, all that happened in 9/11 was that two planes crashed into two buildings and they came tumbling down. And that was it. That was all that happened. But of course, when Hurricane Katrina happened, a hell of a lot more stuff happened. For example, there was looting, there was raping, there was murder, and there were even rumors. There were rumors. I'm not saying that this actually happened, but there were rumors of cannibalism. And also, it turned almost a whole race of people against George Bush. There were even people stealing money from charities that was supposed to help the victims of Hurricane Katrina for buying alcohol, Playboys, and hookers. Which really doesn't make sense. I mean, if you have the hookers, you really don't need the Playboys. Unless, you know, they're one of those hookers that you just find in a New York alley somewhere that are kind of past their prime, I guess you could say. So, maybe they, like, I guess they needed the Playboys just to get it up so they can, you know. Okay, I'm getting a little off topic here. Let's see, where was I? Oh, yeah. Now let's move on with more stuff that 9/11 happened. I mean, 9/11 was actually good in a sense, because according to the most recent 9/11 movie, World Trade Center, it brought the United States more together within itself. And I guess big terrorist disasters where like a whole bunch of people die is supposed to bring people more closer together and supposed to have us say, hey, America's not so bad, you know, people hate us enough to want to kill a whole bunch of people and ruin our economy, so we must be doing something right, right? Right? It really doesn't make sense, does it? Well, that's really all you can say about the Hurricane Katrina and 9/11, because, like I said before, no one really cares, but of course this is my first episode, so I just want to keep it simple for all you people out there. Now, the next topic I want to bring up is the topic of sexism and racism. Now, it seems that these days that there's only one race and there is one sex together that is forever screwed. White people, and more specifically, white men. Think about it. White men can't be racist to any race without getting in trouble at all. And we can't be sexist towards women without being slapped with a lawsuit. For example, we can't be racist towards black people by calling them, you know, those stereotype things like, you know, nigger, and I can't really think of any others. Are there any others? I don't really know. But because we can't be racist towards them because of the whole slavery issue. You know, that was like way, way back in the day. And not just because of slavery, but because of the whole fact that black people and white people were split up. They had everything separate. They had restaurants, they had movie theaters, they had even drinking fountains separated for whites and colors. They didn't really call them black back then, they called them colored. Which seems more politically correct, but obviously it's not, you know. Black is more, is better than colored, I guess. Also, if we make a racial joke, or racial, or like call, do a racial joke against a black person, a racial joke. Like, for example, the guy who played Kramer, I have no idea what his name was, and I'm not even going to try, because I'm just going to call him Kramer, because that's much, much easier. Did that whole thing with the Laugh Comedy Club, where he went on in this whole racist rant, which I've seen, and it really wasn't that bad. I mean, he had a really, not a good precedent for doing it, but after he said the initial word, the original racist slang, he actually did have a good precedent for doing it. Because if you don't remember about the whole Kramer thing, or if you just haven't heard about it, or you just don't care anymore because you've heard so much about it, if you've actually seen the video on YouTube, there was a thing where he actually said the word nigger in a joke. And I think it was towards, like, actually what I'm talking about being racist towards other people. One of the people, I believe it was a black person, I couldn't really tell because you couldn't see the audience very well, actually got up to leave. And he yelled at the guy. Like I said, I'm just going to call him Kramer. He yelled at Kramer, "That's too much, man." And Kramer just like, he didn't go off yet, but he just say, "Why is it?" He asked why. "Why can't I do that?" And then they went into this whole heated argument that lasted like, I don't know, like a minute. And then finally, the black person finally did the racial comment about calling him a cracker. Now, white people may not see the word cracker as much of a insult to us, even though it is a black person actually insulting us by calling us a cracker in their own way. It may not make sense to us, but it does make sense to them in some way. Because we can't get, like I said before, we can't get offended by any of that crap, because we're not allowed to. And since we're not allowed to, then we just become accustomed to not be offended by it. But of course, if I go up to some random black guy and just say, "Hey, nigger, what's up?" And they'll just like punch me in the face or most likely kill me, because that's the way that they do it now. or at least the most extreme. I'm not saying all black people are violent, okay? Please do not send me that kind of hate mail, because I do not need that, especially on my first episode. Now, if someone came up to me and called me a cracker, I wouldn't be very offended by it, because it's just a word. It's just a word. Some people may have used it wrongly back in the day of separation, but it doesn't really mean anything anymore. Really, if you think about it, it's just a word that people took the wrong way. It's like the word wetback, and it's like the word cracker, and it's like the word honky, or any of those other racial slangs. Or racial slurs. I don't know how it goes. Racial slang, racial slur, what the fuck ever. But yeah, okay. Let's move on to the sex thing that I was talking about earlier. We cannot, no man at all can have a sexual comment made to them and really be offended by it. Because men actually like having sexual comments said to them, unless it's by another guy. Then they get creeped out, and then they start doing the whole, you know, redneck, hey, get away from me, you queer, and then they start, like, doing, like, a fag drag, or whatever the hell they used to call it. And it just goes off into this whole bullshit. But, of course, men can be sexist towards women, and they can discriminate against them because they're women, and they can also do, like, the whole catcalling and stereotypes and all that shit. But, of course, women can never, ever, ever, ever really be sexist towards men. They can't do a stereotype of men. They can't be sexist towards men. I'm not saying that they can't do these things because it's not allowed. I'm saying they can't do these things because it's not possible. I mean, you would have to be really, really, really stupid guy to have a woman walk up to you and come on to you, basically, and have a guy just be creeped out and offended and all that shit. You just can't. It's just not possible. Because most men, unless they're gay, like I said, unless they're gay, they'll accept it. And they'll say, hey, this girl likes me. I think I'll take her back to my place and fuck her. You know, because that's how the men mind works, at least for most of them, you know. I don't really think that way because not a lot of women come up to me and hit on me. And that's the way that life works. Oh, wait, long pauses. I can't have those. Let's see. Okay, here's another issue. I had to deal with this recently, and I didn't really have to deal with it directly, but I had to deal with this really, really stupid suicide prevention seminar. And what it basically was just telling all these, like, really sad and mopey stories about, hey, my son or daughter, I can't remember, killed themselves, and telling them why you shouldn't do it. And they were doing it completely wrong. And the way they were doing it completely wrong was the fact that they weren't giving the real reason why the person wanted to commit suicide. I mean, they said it, but they didn't actually say it. They didn't come up in their face and say, this is the reason. They just kind of like sugarcoated it in, like, eh, this might be the reason, but, you know, it might not be the reason. Enlighten you a little bit, especially for you teenagers out there that are listening, especially those who like to make fun of people because they're different. Yeah, you know who you are. Yeah, you sitting right there listening to this. Yeah. Oh, and also if you know someone who's like that, then have them listen to this because this is really important. You cause teen suicide. That's right. You're the reason for teen suicide. Hope you're happy. Why are you the reason for teen suicide, you might ask? Well, I'll enlighten you a little bit. Let's just say you see a student walking down the hall, and you just happen to be in that same hall. Now, What would that person might be wearing, do you think? Let's see. Let's picture it. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Black jeans, black socks, black shoes, and a black shirt with some sort of, you know, heavy metal band on it, you know, that everyone loves. Let's see. Long hair, possibly in front of their eyes, but it doesn't, not fully in front of their eyes, like maybe like the emo cut with the halfway when it's only in front of one eye. And looking really depressed and sad. Now, what do you do when you see a kind of person like that? Normal people just kind of look at him and like giggle to their friends about, hey, he's different, let's make fun of him, but they don't actually do it. But some people actually, or if people that I've experienced actually yell, goth or emo or, hey, go kill yourself. Or it's like, or I've even had a guy that actually went up to me and say, because I was wearing a Slipknot shirt at the time, and the person actually said, to be funny somehow, he looked at my shirt and he said, hey, I love Slipknot, let's kill ourselves. And it was just like, nobody laughed at all. It wasn't funny to anyone, because people like that are stupid, even though they try to be funny in their own sick, twisted way. But he still did it. I don't know if he laughed. I wasn't really paying attention because I couldn't really hear him after that point because Slipknot was blaring in my ears. But I'm sure he had himself a little laugh in his brain, and because he thought he had, was a big man making fun of other people. Now, to a smart person like me, that doesn't really affect me because A, I'm used to it, and B, I know that guy is a fucking moron who will never go anywhere in life if he keeps that way up and doesn't fucking grow up in junior year of high school. But to a normally depressed emo kid, this can be very devastating to a person. It can show you that no one cares about you, that everyone hates you, and that everyone is mocking you behind your back. Now, that might not affect a person like right now, but over time, if that keeps happening, it'll slowly and slowly keep building up, especially if this person is not prone to actually letting out his emotions to that person or in any other way. It'll start building up and building up and building up, and the depression and the anger will just grow and grow in that person until eventually he'll do two things, actually three things. One thing is, he'll actually get professional help with this person, actually try to channel that anger and depression into something worthwhile, and learn that life doesn't always suck, is that life is going to get better after high school. It will get better. Not even after high school. It may get better after college, but definitely after college, it will get better. The second thing that person might do is kill themselves outright. Or attempt to kill themselves. They will try to kill themselves. They'll do the, you know, the normal stance, you know, cut their wrists over either they'll cut their wrists over time and eventually killing themselves either by accident or they actually want to. They'll hang themselves, which is the old standard for anyone. They'll shoot themselves, or they'll do some of the other stuff that people just made up, like, you know, downing a whole bunch of pills, inhaling gas or drowning themselves, you know, all of that. The third thing that person will do when the anger, especially if anger really takes over more than depression, what the person will do is that they'll take a gun to school and basically start a new Columbine. And we all know that we're all wanting a new Columbine, right? No. See, when a person gets angry, their state of mind kind of gets clouded. And they don't really think about the consequences. They just think about the there and now. And they think that going to school with a gun and shooting random people that just walk by the hall, or maybe having a plan and actually killing people that actually hurt them in the past, is going to work. Just pop and shoot, pop and shoot, pop and shoot. Reload, pop and shoot, pop and shoot, pop and shoot, pop and shoot. That will solve the problems. Let me tell you something. School shootings do not solve your problems. They just create a bigger problem, okay? First off, if you do start a school shooting, there's only two things that can happen. A, you kill people, and then you go to jail for the rest of your life. There's no exceptions for that, okay? You go to prison and most likely get ass fucked, okay? Maybe not in, like, the prison that you start out in. Once you get to adult prison, that's what will happen. Okay? The second thing that will most likely happen, and has happened in almost all school shootings that have happened, is that you will eventually go crazy with anger and depression. Out of all these people that you've killed, you'll go crazy and kill yourself. Just shoot yourself in the face, or in the stomach, or in the heart, or something, and you're gonna kill yourself, and it'll be over. The madness will be over, and your pain will finally be over. Unless, of course, you are an atheist or some of the other religions that aren't Christianity. And also, on a side note, I'm not pushing Christianity here. This is just what I believe. And you don't believe in all that bullshit, you know, don't believe in all that shit, and you go to hell and you burn for the rest of eternity. Now, some people might not agree with that last part, since they don't believe in hell, you know, the Jews and some other religion that may not believe in it. But that's just what I believe. And this, of course, is my show, and I can give my opinion whatever the fuck I want. That is what is going to happen to you. And the people who like to make fun of people, like I just mentioned to you earlier, that's what's going to happen to you, okay? You might, I'm not saying you are, but you might get killed, and it won't be pretty. It's probably going to be in a most heinous way that's going to affect everyone around you. Now, also, I want to leave you... anyone who might want to kill themselves, who is feeling just depressed and they just can't take it anymore. And like I said before, if you know someone like this, please get help. Help them out. Talk to them. That's the big thing. You have to talk to the person. Don't just say, oh, they're always like this, or it's going to get better over time. Actually talk to the person, because that's something that all depressed people crave. They just crave attention, and they crave human contact, just to show that someone cares about them. Talk to that person. Tell them how much they have to live for, and how much life is not worth throwing away over some stupid dickhole who keeps making fun of you all day. And tell them this little word of wisdom. And I'm going to leave you today with this. Remember, suicide is for quitters. And thus ends the first episode of Ryu Radio. I hope you enjoyed it. I should be coming out with, this should be a weekly podcast. And I will try every week to get more opinions and worthwhile facts to you. And maybe some reviews if you're lucky. But if you did like this podcast, and you do want to hear more, and if anyone's listening to this, please tell me. Please email me at ryanks@cox.net. And leave your opinion, leave your hate mail, leave something, just to know that people are listening, and that you may listen in the future. This is Ryu, signing off.